Okay, so General Electric's a particularly interesting example of core competence at work in corporations. The reason it's so interesting is because General Electric is one of the world's largest corporations. In fact, it is the world's largest corporation in almost every measure, both in terms of market capitalization and also in terms of its reach and its scope. It's got something like 10 billion shares that are owned. One of the things that's so difficult to understand about General Electric and a corporation that's this size is just what it's so good at. Why can it be so large? In fact, there's a question there which is implicit, which is maybe it should be broken up into smaller companies. And so unless it has something special, unless there's some core competence that it has, it shouldn't exist. So the question is, what core competence? What is it that it does that's different than everyone else, and why is that so special? Well, in particular, General Electric is a good case of this because, as it turns out, the very idea that Hamel and Prahad put forward of core competence was in part rooted in General Electric. And the example that they used was of the wind turbine systems, the turbine systems that are part of General Electric. The three places where they show up are in their giant wind turbines, which of course are on top of big poles standing 100 meters in the air, or in nuclear power plants where they're basically heating up water with nuclear power and driving large turbines. Or thirdly, and this is sort of the opposite, that is when you take electricity and run it through turbines and make certain that those turbines in turn drive an airplane forward. Now in each one of these cases, if you think about it, you don't want those turbines to fail. Your biggest fear is that one of those turbines might break in some fashion and that one of those fins would come slicing through the air. In particular, you're afraid of this when you get on an airplane, because I don't know about you, but I certainly don't want one of those fins to come slicing through the cabin while I'm sitting there. So in fact, what General Electric does is it builds these very carefully, and it runs basically systems to make certain that it can manufacture and guarantee that these turbines don't fail. So what it turns out General Electric is very good at is not making small things repeatedly, but making very, very large systems that are fail-safe. But okay, if that's the perfect example of General Electric in terms of core competence, maybe there's something we can actually broaden a little bit out to. So one thing that's implicit in all that is that General Electric is the world's largest corporation. As the world's largest corporation, however, General Electric is also sort of interesting because what the mantra of General Electric was for a long time was that it would be either one, number one, or number two in all markets. Now, being number one or number two in all markets means something to anybody who studied economics. It means you're either a monopoly or an oligopoly. In fact, if there are only two of you, it's a duopoly, and there's a very particular term for that. In either case, if you know something about economics and you know about monopoly and oligopoly, you know that anybody that's in those markets is going to make a lot of money. And in particular, that means that General Electric is actually very good at running, in effect, mini-monopolies. What they do is they string together a set of monopolies. So not only is their core competence in the manufacturing, but their core competence is in managing certain kinds of firms. Now, we can take this a little bit further, because if you try to understand General Electric and its balance sheet and where it makes money, you'll find out that about half the profits from General Electric come from its use and control of General Electric Capital, GE Capital. GE Capital is a massive operation and produces, as I say, about $6 billion in profits every year. $6 billion in revenues, not $6 billion in profits. But anyway, we're getting a sense of just how large the scale is. So about half the revenues of the corporation. Now, with those kinds of revenues, the question is, are they either A, manufacturing something in big scale that is dependable? I don't think so. It's not quite the same as those turbines. Or B, are they actually running a monopoly? Well, that doesn't make sense either, because you can't really monopolize money. So where's the core competence here? We're still trying to find core competence inside General Electric, and this one seems to perplex us. But if you go back to our definition, which is that they use their scale to do things better than anybody else, you can actually maybe come back to what the core competence of General Electric is. And in this case, the core competence of General Electric is the fact that they are the world's largest corporation. As the world's largest corporation, they can borrow money cheaper than anybody else in the entire world, which means that when they go to borrow money, they're borrowing it more cheaply than any bank. And when they go and lend that money to somebody, they can make a lot of money. And let's go a little bit further. When you're going to borrow money, what are you borrowing money against and what are you borrowing money for? If you're a corporation, it's probably because you need to buy something like a nuclear power plant or a jet engine or a turbine. In which case, They're not only selling you this, they're giving you a big loan against it. And, oh, by the way, they're going to have a particularly good rate of interest to give to you because they can sell it to you cheaper than anybody else. So what, again, is General Electric's core competence? Well, it's partially in stringing together a series of technologies that are very powerful. It's partially about their being able to control markets where they're number one and number two. And it's partially about leveraging their size. Because remember, what they've done is really create a series of monopolies where you make excessive amounts of profit and then borrowed against all of those because they don't need any cash for those monopolies. Instead, they use that cash to create a bank against which they loan all the money for all the things that you buy. And if that isn't a core competence, I don't know what is.